It's time for Rescuers, the show about people who change and save lives. Now, here's your host, Art Brooks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome for another episode of the Rescuers Radio Show. Heard every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. on Faith Talk 1360 and faithtalk1360.com. And please go to our website, rescuersradioshow.org, where you can hear all of the shows. We're about 240-some by now. And you'll hear all the shows on our podcast once they air on the radio show. But this is also a listener-guided show. And anything you think you may want to offer with that, you can. The website will walk you through it. So I'm really super happy to have this guest is with us today on the Rescuers Radio Show. Kim Covington, Vice President of Community Initiatives with Arizona Community Foundation. Kim, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're just spending some time trying to figure out where our paths may have crossed in our broadcast histories, two of us.
And I think we actually, like, literally crossed them. Yeah. 6 degrees of separation and everything that I've done. And I got to tell you, that song, the intro, is... Mm-hmm. Anointed. Mm-hmm. And so it just really grounds you when you start this show because the Lord has been my rescuer in so many ways. So thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, the first thing I'm going to ask you before we get into your great service with the Arizona Community Foundation, I want you to start sharing with our audience your background. How did you get to this point in your life?
Wow, I've spent over 30 years in television news, anchoring and reporting, and my last stop was KPNX 12 News, and I noticed that many of my really dear friends have been on the show too. And throughout my life, I have loved giving back. It's part of my DNA. Yeah. Philanthropy has always been a part of my family's life. And so I've continued the journey to the Arizona Community Foundation, which is the state's largest giver, largest provider of grants and scholarships. So it's just been a blessing.
Well, let's begin not only with your 30 years in television and media industries. Let's start off about an accident. Mm-hmm. An accident that changed your life and gave you a calling from God. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yes. So that you know, I may cry when I tell this story because it truly was a miracle. I was on my way to cover a story at 12 News, and there was a woman who ran a stop sign and T-boned the news vehicle. I don't remember any of it. Mm. My photographer does, and he said the car rolled into oncoming traffic.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got hit again, and then it rolled back into oncoming traffic. I got hit again, and then it landed on the side. They said there were several witnesses who began to approach the vehicle and tried to pull me out of it, and they stopped because there were lots of police officers around, and they said you could kill her if you try to pull her out. And this is all from witnesses who shared that. Wow. The Jaws of Life pulled me out and got me into the ambulance. There, I was told that the executive producer was in the ambulance. And she said, when I woke up, I said, look at all this mess I've made. I am so sorry I made all this mess. And it was so silly.
Oh, my gosh.
And so silly when I got to. So there's something in my memory about that. Maybe it's because I've been told that over and over again. When I got to the hospital, I do remember this. There was a police officer who was by my bedside.
Oh,
who
wow.
prayed with me.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said...
What year was
the
this?
Lord,
how long ago was this?
This was 2013.
Okay.
And he said, the Lord told me to come to you and pray for you.
Oh, my gosh.
And That is the only thing I can remember, yeah, is that police officer praying with me before surgery. And he said he heard it on the scanner, and he came to my rescue and prayed with me before the surgery.
Oh, my gosh. It's okay.
And so, yes, I've been rescued in so many ways. I'll never forget that. And we kept in touch after that. He went to see how I was doing. And I'll never forget that. Who does that? Mm. He said he was just led by the Lord to pray for me. Wow. And that... that was beautiful. A lot of people, including my colleagues at 12 News, really, and my family, of course, my husband and my children, really rescued me. But the Lord obviously had so much work for me to do. Mm-hmm. So I am here today. Because the Lord has so much work for me to do in the community. It took 9 months for me to recuperate from that horrific life-threatening accident.
Yeah.
There was, the traumatic brain injury or concussion, and thank goodness for Banner Concussion Center.
Were you unconscious for a while?
For a while, yes. Okay. So I don't remember the accident. So this is information, yeah, from my photographer,
yeah,
and from the executive producer and all the witnesses, the countless of witnesses who, yeah, shared what they saw. Mm-hmm. And so... after the recovery, I was just so clear about what I needed to do. I needed to serve the community. I had to get going. It was like a fast track to serve the community. And so I loved serving the community through telling stories. But I knew that there were other ways that I could do that. And so... the Lord called me to the Arizona Community Foundation, and I followed.
Well, oh my gosh, have you ever seen that police officer since then?
We've only talked on the phone.
Okay.
We've only talked on the phone, and prayed together.
Wow. Well, let's share. Now that. I'm going to call it a transformation for, mm-hmm, you, and your next steps and involvement of trail that Jesus has set out for you.
Mm-hmm.
How did that start to unravel and make sense to you?
Well, there's so much need in the community, Art. You need to really be strategically, yeah, focused,
yeah,
because my family and I, we've always given back. My mom and dad have a scholarship fund at our church in the East St. Louis area. And
that's your hometown, right?
That's my hometown. Okay. And I've watched them, serve hundreds of students and give them access to education. My grandmother, fed people from her kitchen. So this was always a part of my life. But to be strategic, to meet the growing needs, you really have to focus, and you need partners.
Oh, yeah.
You need partners. Yeah. And so there is a lot of money. There's a lot of money in Arizona. And so people just need to understand where the need is,
yeah,
which nonprofits are doing impactful work, and how to partner with them. Together, we can meet those needs and make Arizona better. So I wanted to be a part of that strategy, and I wanted to utilize my storytelling and my voice to really serve Arizona, and the Arizona Community Foundation is the perfect place to do that.
And they're statewide, right?
Statewide.
Yeah.
So our office, our central office, is right down the street here at 22nd Street.
Did you walk over here?
I did. And a lovely walk, 22nd Street in Camelback.
Yeah.
And then we have offices in Sedona, in Yuma, in Flagstaff, Prescott, Yavapai County,
wow.
Southwest, Cochise, Gila. Did I miss anything? we are all over Flagstaff. Did I mention Flagstaff? So we're all over. So we serve, there are 22,000 nonprofits in Arizona.
Yeah.
And we can't do it all. So we partner with our generous donors, that partner with us and support our nonprofits. And we provided over $95 million in grants and scholarships just last year alone.
Wow. So let's talk about how the Community Foundation supports nonprofits. Where do the resources come from? And you've said a little bit of that, but tell us the full story there.
Sure. We have hundreds of generous donors. And so they come to us and they establish donor advised funds. So the money is directed by the donors to the communities and the nonprofits that they care about.
Yeah.
So most of those are donor advised funds. And then we have a nonprofit fund. So a lot of the nonprofits will come to us and they'll establish reserve funds and endowments. People will plan their gifts and we will help them do that. When they're no longer with us, we're the perfect place to plan your gift. We can partner with you and show you how to do that. We've established scholarship funds. This is our scholarship season right now. Thousands of students have gained access to education because of our scholarship process. And so we work to provide those partnerships, those community partnerships, the donor and the nonprofit, working together to make Arizona better, to meet the needs of the community. They're the real rescuers.
Yeah.
They're the real rescuers. Yeah. We partner with them and tell the story to make sure they know who to give to, how to give to, where to give their gifts. And so that's beautiful work. And we work to make sure that those that are underserved and overlooked and under-resourced get their stories told, too, so they can make an impact in the community. It's beautiful work.
I'm going to take just a moment to talk to our audience. If you came in late into the Rescuer Show, my guest is Kim Covington, Vice President of the Community Initiatives at the Community Foundation. So it's probably donations come from corporates or individuals or
mostly individual families mm-hmm. say, I want to give back.
Yeah.
And so I want to start I want to be strategic about it, because a lot of people are asked to give, there are lots of popcorn sales and, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But what if you thought it through? Think your gifts through.
Yeah.
And think about the nonprofits doing the real work, the impactful work.
And they really need help.
Yes. Yeah. I was just listening to Lynn Sue Flood's story about Hospice of the Valley. They're doing fantastic work.
Yep.
So thinking that through. So establishing your fund at the Arizona Community Foundation, we're great stewards of your fund. And we will invest it and help it grow.
Yeah.
And then you can partner with our donor development team and our community team, our community impact team. And then together we can help you understand which nonprofits across the state that you can support to make Arizona better, whether it is in health, innovation, whether it's in affordable housing, environmental sustainability, education. There is so much need, Art.
Absolutely. Wherever you turn.
Yeah.
Right? So, but they're lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you.
So, as VP of attracting some initiatives. Do you travel the state periodically?
Absolutely. We do. That is the state is our office. Yeah. So,
when you travel to one of the towns, or small or large, in Arizona, you have a target nonprofit you're going to, right? Or
We need to learn.
Yeah.
We're always learning about the work in the community. So if we're not in the community, visiting the neighborhoods, understanding what the nonprofits need, doing those site visits, then we're not doing our work. We're not doing the job that that we're called to do. And so there are 22,000 nonprofits in Arizona. Of course, we're not going to get to all of them. But
that's a lot of door knocking.
It's a lot of door knocking. So we don't claim to. We only have 73 staff, our team members. So we go where the greatest need is. Collaboration is key. So sometimes we're not just working with one nonprofit. We're working with a coalition of nonprofits, working to meet the needs in the community, especially with work like the affordable housing crisis or the environment. You need a huge coalition to work to make those to fill those gaps and meet the needs. So we travel across the state of Arizona on the Navajo Nation. We spent 2 days visiting and learning about the need there. It was deep, beautiful work. You have to build relationships, and in order to build a partnership, you can't just say, "Here's the money. Let's go do your work."
Yeah.
No, there needs to be an understanding.
Right.
So we start with building a relationship, understanding what your needs are, and sometimes it's not money. Sometimes it's, you need volunteers.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you need someone to just tell your story. Understand and tell your story. So that human capital is just as important as the grants.
Yeah. So I forgot to mention when I introduced you, you've done some great work in the media business. You've won one or two or three or four or five Emmys,
four.
Right? Four Emmys.
Yes.
And what were those for?
Oh, a myriad of things and stories that I've done, from breaking news to I was the school solutions reporter at KPNX 12 News for many years. So I would look for the diamonds in the rough, the solutions to the education problem, and share those best practices in storytelling.
Yeah.
So I was their voice. I loved doing that work.
Yeah.
I loved doing that work. And that is really what the Arizona Community Foundation was attracted to that. So I would volunteer at ACF. That's how that connection started.
Well,
and I would share the best practices with them, the nonprofits, that they should take a second look at to get, to award a grant. And so at that time, the CEO said, why don't you come over here and do a little consulting for us? I'm sure we won't take up too much of your time. And that turned into the work that I'm doing almost 9 years later.
Wow.
So I started as a consultant and now vice president of community initiatives because it's just beautiful work. It's harder than television.
Yeah.
It really is. Because you've got to work deeper, and it's long term.
So anything you had done in the media before the crash and after are two very, very different stories. Right?
I would say so. You know, sometimes you're going through life, not mindless, but you're just in a rush, and you're maybe sometimes you get into a rut. But after the accident, everything was purposeful.
Yeah.
You know, I was on
nothing taken for granted.
Yeah, nothing taken for granted. I would stop and smell the roses. I would take time. I would see people. I would lift my head up from that computer and really talk to you and spend time with you, get to know you.
Yeah.
I wanted to slow down. I felt that my whole life was a rush, and I needed to slow down and reflect and to thank God for the gifts that he's given me and given others, and to just to continue to walk into that purpose. And sometimes when you don't take time to reflect and to meditate, you go in all types of different directions. And so that's what changed.
Beautiful. So, yeah, thank you for allowing us to walk down that road with you. So you're traveling the state, and they may know or they may not know you're coming on a certain day or time.
Oh, we make them. We definitely let them know.
You have appointments, yeah. So I told you we'd laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
So, my gosh, you must see, you know, in the world of nonprofits, and which I've seen a lot of just through this show, we're over 200 right now. Shows.
Wow.
Yeah, we're closing in on 250.
Wow.
In 4 years. And we're about to have
congratulations.
We're about to have our next anniversary of going to year five in a couple weeks. So God prepared me for this. I had no idea what I was going to be doing. I knew where I had been. But after that ended, he came to me and said, I want you to do this.
Mm.
I want you to do a radio show.
Mm.
And clear as a bell. And so I came here, talked to a few people, friends of mine. Salem Broadcasting is a Christian-based company. And I thought, well, maybe they can help me. And it turned out for the better. And I'm not telling you this to blow my own horn. This is just real life. When you're talking about callings,
mm-hmm.
you better take it serious.
Absolutely.
I had a former football player I had on said, this is, you're doing this on a calling. Yes. He said, don't ever move out unless he wants you to.
Wow.
And I thought,
don't ever move out.
Unless he wants to move you to a different place.
Hmm.
How profound is that?
That is.
Yeah. So this guy that told me that lives his life that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, okay, we'll see how this goes. And I never would have met this many people. I there was no way I would have, let alone interview them and talk to them about how they're hurting or what their needs are. And you're doing that right now.
Right. And so you're spending time. You're spending time listening and learning their stories. When I was in television, how much time do we really get to create right. those stories?
Yeah.
We have just a little bit of time. You know, our stories are a minute 30 long. You know, we're anchoring a 30-minute show.
Yeah.
We're running to put a microphone in someone's face to get a sound bite.
Yeah.
No, we're spending a lot of
precious time. Yeah.
Getting to know the community, learning, supporting, partnering to make Arizona better. We have a new CEO, Ana Maria Chavez. She is Chavez. She's from Eloy, and it is her heart and her mission to make Arizona better through the Arizona Community Foundation. I feel so blessed to be working with her.
We're in our last minute. How can someone contact you if they want to?
azfoundation.org. Or you can email me directly, my first initial, last name, kcovington@azfoundation.org, if you have any questions.
One more time, all of that.
Arizona Community Foundation can be found at azfoundation.org. Or you can email me at kcovington@azfoundation.org.
Awesome. You know what, Kim Covington, you are a rescuer.
Aw, thank you.
And God bless you, and thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Rescuers, Thursdays at 5:30 Arizona time on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ AM.